What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kingdom Minded Show with Mr. Rob and the Water Walking Warrior, playing the best hip hop and rhythm and praise in the key. Today we got an awesome show for you. We got new music by Christ-Centric, Young Fire, Lecrae. We got Sean C. Johnson's rhythm and praise joint, you know, called Who. And we got a lot of good music. But on top of that, we got a special feature for you today. We got an interview with D-Mob and Eric Cross, aka the Creature Clan, from One Route Entertainment coming up today. So make sure you stick around for the entire show. It was a really good interview, and we got the entire thing here for you today. Make sure you visit our website at kingdommindedshow.com. That was kingdommindedshow.com. You can visit see the playlist. You can visit some of the artists' web pages. We should have a link on there. And you can get free downloads. I said free downloads there also. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at KingdomMindedRS. Follow us as we follow Christ. And we're going to go ahead and kick this show off today with one of my favorite artists, Eshawn Burgundy, out of Jacksonville, Florida. Originally from Philadelphia, this song is called So Amazing. It's off his album called Bloodbought. So here is Eshawn Burgundy with So Amazing on the Kingdom Minded Show.
In the track era, early 80s. Who would have ever thought the Lord would ever curly gate me? My great grandmother praying for me faithfully, scraping her knees for the baby of a grandbaby, and taught my mama how to pray. So when the drama find her, hopefully she find a way. And then she reach a comment in a sentence, and it's calling for repentance. Ain't a switching, she know what she gotta say and do. And she taught it to me, or how he brought it to see, and how we all need the breath of life in order to breathe. I departed with more knowledge than the Harvard degree. Politely went the opposite from where she started my feet. I start fighting, taking them shorts from them bullies. It was rap, fist fights, and sports in South Philly. Hey, it took me a lot over the course, South Philly. Rest in peace, pass shot, light a torch, South Philly. But the Lord told me more, South Philly, come on. I mean, he paid the high price like a Bentley is on. It meant more than getting 5 mics up in the sauce. Man, if you ever knew the benefit results of the cross, you'd get lost and run after the divine. Like when I realized my life was no longer mine. I remember staying way down that barrel with that 9. Thought it's crazy all the times that he saved me when I was blind. I'm so thankful that we under that dispensation of grace. Cause man, I shouldn't even be here. Lord, I was under your wrath before. You had every right to take my life from me, and you'd have been completely justified. But you saw fit to let me live, and I've been through some things. Yeah. Hey, man, I got third-degree burns on the back of my leg. My step-pop tried to kill me, I still call me my dad. No hard feelings, feel me, I'm chillin', I ain't illin'. Man, if God willing, I'ma help you look up to the ceiling. Satan had an infamy, tryin' to put an end to me. At a young age, Nar had a 12-gauge. Accidentally went off when he was blowing on that haze. Eyes out there on the step, it could've hit me in the face. Got a hickey on my neck from a shorty that was a vet. My protection broke, so I was having unprotected sex. I was scared to death, up until the day I took the test. But the results were negative, so there it is, I'm blessed. Living life as a heretic, a derelict at best. Man, I ain't deserved the heartbeat pumping in my chest. Took a brick to the face, wrestled with 2 pit bulls, and all I came out with in the end was a scratch. Matter of fact, I done had a strap pulled 5 times on me, and I took 3 shots, cause folks was lying on me. But through it all, I never gave you applause. Now I give you it all, now I give you my heart. Cause without you, I'm nothing, I'm filthy, dirty, disgusting. Headed to your wrath like a running back rushing, but I'm paid for by the king. Must have been redeemed, blood bought. Now I'm living for you, Lord. It go your change, 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 change.
A dream come true.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I made it as long as I do.
That's right.
It's amazing.
everything you brought me through. I can't even believe it. It's like I don't even know that dude. I don't even know that old person no more, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I couldn't even see myself doing that stuff no more, you know what I mean? I mean, thank God that when you become brand new, the old you is hard to find. It's hard to imagine, you know what I mean? Man, you brought me through so much, I forget sometimes. Gotta remind myself, I'm a true story. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Coming up next is Sean Simmons from Exist Records. Yo, Fireproof on the Kingdom Minded Show.
Yeah. Let's go. No matter how intense it gets, it ain't hot enough. Yeah. Yeah. When somebody told me about a storm I ain't been through, Clooney. Shed enough tears, turn my blue sky gloomy. No copyright on these hard times, sue me. Birthday wasn't April 1st, could've fooled me. 2, 3, 4 or more years maybe. Childhood, no good, should've went crazy. Toys all counterfeit, boy food gazy. Hungry daily, no pops to raise me. Daddy lied, mama cried, she did her best. Mama tried, while she's feeding two boys, she's starving. Love was the only thing warm in the apartment. Lights out, dark clouds, wake confusion. Why this, why me, will I keep losing? Why this pain in my heart so bruising? Feels like the world stopped moving. Wanna see it? And the gang's all here, rep Christ all day. Homie, be clear, been tried in the flame, never burned in the fire. Spoke death to my life, but the devil is alive. Believe me, done seen it all in the industry. Haters thought they finished me, now I'm the epitome. Highs and the lows, shorty, I be on that roller coaster. Anybody sleeping, man, y'all gone comatose. Or they overdose, they hating grandiose. I'm metamorphing to a torch and give them Kroger roast. I'm so beyond trying to show them that I'm nice. I'm trying to give them life, I'm trying to give them Christ. Trying to prove the price that you pay could be eternal. Trying to keep it subtle, not to overdo it. Christ got me crazy, I'll be drinking lighter fluid. Forget the trauma unit, blood is transfused. That means I'm bad news, cause I can't lose.
Living life like a diplomatic envoy.
To live as Christ, so I just count it all joy. No illusions employed, I've been authenticated. Got God in my heart, can't nobody ever take him.
Devil drop bombs, we walking through flames. Striking that black, I'm feeling no pain.
All right, check it out, everybody. We're going to go ahead and kick off this Creature Clan interview. Here's part one of the interview, and we're going to spread this thing out. There's about four parts, that you're going to hear throughout the show. So coming up is part one where we talk to D-Mob specifically, and we just see what's been going on with him. And then we're going to play one of his songs. So here's the Creature Clan interview, The Way It Went Down, on the Kingdom Minded Show.
What's up, everybody out there? We got a special privilege today. We have none other than D-Mob and Eric Cross, a.k.a. the Creature Clan, for right here on the phone for interview for you here on the Kingdom Minded Show. D-Mob, Eric Cross, how you guys doing, man?
Good, man. Excited. Good. Excited to be here.
Definitely.
Good, good. Well, I just want to say thank you for taking the time out and talking to us. It really means a lot to us, and I know it does to the listeners.
Hey, man.
Appreciate you having us, man.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys, man, for just supporting us, you know, and what we're doing, and supporting us for so long, you know. So it's just a blessing, man, to have you guys support.
Definitely. We want to give a shout out to DJ Classy K too right now before we go any further. Can't forget about the DJ.
Yes sir. I mean, we might as well since we shouting out the clique. We might as well get everybody out the way. K9 and Kalandra. You know, our new brother and sister who joined the label. So we just, you know, of course, the greatest manager in the galaxy, Amber, our sister. So
yeah.
So that's it, man.
Yeah, you guys got a good team over there. So definitely appreciate everybody. But D-Mob, I want to just go ahead and start off with you for just a minute here. And, you know, we'll let the listeners know. Just give the listeners a little bit about yourself. So tell us, what does D-Mob mean, just in case somebody doesn't know?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's a lot who don't know. So, but yeah, D-Mob, it's spelled D-MAUB, and it stands for Dedicated, Making All Underestimators Believers. It was an acronym I came up with years and years ago. But I felt like that's what I was called to do, is to make, you know, unbelievers believe that God was real and that he was living through a way of life.
All right, that's
what's
up.
That's where the name came from. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you mentioned years and years ago, so that leads me to my next question. Now how long have you been ministering to Christian hip hop, and how did you get started?
I think I started like in 1999. And I got started when my mom passed in 97, and that kind of opened my eyes, and I was like, yo, it's got to be something else to life. You know, if my mom died, it's like that kind of smacked me in the face and, you know, reminded me that life was real and that I could die at any moment. And so I started doing some investigation on who this Jesus was, and, make a long story short, I gave my life to the Lord. Around 99, and I started working with my friend Robert Smith, aka Lazarus. He went by Lazarus at the time. He started a record label called FIC Music, and it stood for Forever in Christ Music. And that's how I started, man. I actually started producing for him, because he started rapping, and I didn't know that you could do gospel rap. So, you know, he started rapping, and I was like, yo, I know you need some beats, I got you, you know, and we was together in FIC, doing that thing, and then it started from there.
All right, cool. So have you always been able to just rip a mic, or have you had to, like,
Yeah, man, I actually started rapping, I was like 10, 9 or 10, I can remember writing whole songs when I was like 12. 11 or 12, and I used to go to my dad's house. You know, he had a 4-track, and I would record, and, you know, a lot of times he wouldn't be there. Like, he showed me how to work the 4-track and mix and stuff, and I used to go over his house, and, you know, I used to call him like, Dad, I'm on my way. He's like, oh, I ain't gonna be there. I'm gonna leave the door unlocked, so you going in there. Went over there, and I'd be over there for hours, man, hours, recording and mixing. And so I've been recording and mixing since I was about 12 years old, literally.
Wow. All right, well, let's see. But I gotta kind of serious question for you, or at least a thought-provoking one, one that might help some other people out there. I know you've been pretty busy. You just dropped Death Before Dishonor. You had Preacher Clan album, the beginning, New Beginning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, New Beginning, Preacher Clan album. Not to mention all the features that you do. And I know you got a family. So, how do you balance family, ministry, and music, and do it and do it excellent, giving God glory?
It's kind of worked itself out. Before, almost 2 years ago, I was working like a full-time job, and I was ministering like almost every weekend, and I would never see my family, man. And it was really tough to be gone so long, and you know, it was a real burden for me and my family. But my wife, she is just a trooper, man, and I have just thank God for my wife Sierra, man. She has been just holding me down and holding the family and the kids down, you know, so praise God for her, man. But I quit my job almost 2 years ago in July, and so now I'm at home, really. I'm at home every day. I do this full time, and so it's a lot easier now because I'm at home Monday through Friday. You know, and so I can pick up my kids from school, and when my wife comes home from work, I'm here, you know, and I usually get up at like 5:30, like no later than 6 in the morning, every morning, and I read and pray and make, you know, just make sure I communicate with God and just, you know, see what he wants me to do, and you know, before the day even starts. So when I get up in the morning, my wife and kids are still asleep. Because if I wait longer than that, if I get up a little later, you know, I had to, you know, help the kids get dressed, and then I have to start, you know, my work, whether it be mixing and mastering or recording or whatever it is. Yeah. And I look up and then I don't have time. I didn't pray or read or nothing. So I get up real early. I do that. And by the time they get home, I'm done working. You know, I usually try to quit work around four or five. And when they come home, I'm with them every day. And so that's how I balance it. It's kind of worked itself out. Prior to, it was very difficult. You know, it was a struggle because I didn't know how to do it, and nobody gave me a manual on this is what you should do. This is what you should do. You know, working and doing ministry full. You know, trying to do ministry at the same time was very difficult. So I'm just thankful it kind of worked itself out to where I'm able to spend time with my family and you know, take vacations with them and stuff like that. And I can just say God is a provider.
Yeah, amen. That's good. That's good advice, good information.
And if it's something that you really want to do, you know, just keep seeking the Lord about it and keep doing the best that you can with what you have. And he'll make a way. I mean, I'm living proof. You know, I stepped out on faith, and he, you know, he's been taking care of me ever since. So just, you know, make sure that that it's something that you really desire to do, if it's music, and try to have more than one stream of income, because you know, I don't go out every single weekend, and so now I started mixing and mastering for other artists and stuff like that, so income comes in that way. You know, I do features, income comes in that way, and then, you know, I still go out, you know, so, you know, I've built up a few different streams of income, and so I think that's what helps me a lot.
Okay. All right. That's good. We're going to go ahead and go into a classic D-Mob song here for the listeners. And some of you guys out there in listener land might not have heard it before, but this truly is a classic. I think a lot of people know about it who know D-Mob's music. And you actually got t-shirts for it on the website now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. About time, man. I always wanted a dope t-shirt for this song. And we finally got t-shirts at the store, man, OneRouteEntertainment.com. Everything's spelled out on the website, OneRouteEntertainment.com. And we have the Keep My Name Out Your Mouth tees in yellow and in gray right now. We got Creature Clan t-shirts as well, and I Believe God t-shirts. So we got a lot of stuff at the store right now, man.
Okay.
So I'm excited.
That's awesome. So, all right, everybody, here we go. We're going to get into Keep My Name Out Your Mouth by D-Mob.
backstabber. Smile in your face, but really wanna bring your life disaster. Steady yapping, talking about you like it's a full time. Coming from my car, I just can't let you pull mine. Won't let you be a hindrance in my race. Sometimes I feel like Tom, I just need my space. I got to build a truth around my ways. Keep me on track so I won't be unstable in my faith now. I can't stand to be around individuals who love to stump your name through the ground. You got a problem, holla at me, ain't no love lost. We can reconcile the situation, get that grudge off. Saying this and that about me ain't gon' elevate you. It's funny when you spread gossip, people celebrate you. But I guess them type of people don't see that they only hurt themselves when they put them words on me.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth, keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth, keep my name out your mouth.
Got a lot of nerves speaking what you don't know. Why you testing my patience? Better hope I don't blow. The other side of me is something I don't wanna show. I know my struggles and my temper like to come and go. You gotta understand, ain't nobody perfect. And it seems you like to push my imperfections to the surface. By that time, humility is trying to sneak away from me. Hope the Lord notifies somebody to pray for me. Keep your distance if your intentions is everything but good. Can be hard to go bless my enemies, even though I should. Need a constant lyric. Remind myself my steps is ordered. Didn't know to make it to my destination. Gotta endure pain and torture. I guess it come with the territory to build a testimony in my story, to use it all for his glory. But see, I'm a work in progress. I'm learning how to deal with y'all. Don't get offended, I'ma keep it real with y'all.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth.
Now don't mistake me for a sucker, cause I'm slow to anger. And you don't even know me, to you I'm a total stranger. That could be bad, you don't know my capabilities. I pack something supernatural in my artillery. I guess I should inform you and warn you, my life is covered. And I'm confident in every single word I write and utter. I ain't the type to stutter, I say what I feel, man. Some can't take the truth, I learned to accept it and still stand. I wish my occupation was strictly for teaching people how to talk, cause they activate death when they be speaking evil. But see, this individual, no, that's critical and it's pitiful. That's why my aim is to do the reciprocal and change the mindsets of people who think talk is cheap. It can add up to you losing your life out here on these streets. Talking loud, saying nothing, trying to stunt when you really weak, like 7 days out the month.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say, to
keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth.
You ain't got nothing good to say,
keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth. Keep my name out your mouth.
Shit. Pardon me, my name is Chris. What's yours? Okay. Sin, huh? That's an interesting name.
What's that out there in the dark?
Oh, oh, oh.
Could that be the moon?
The moon, uh-huh.
What's this feeling in my heart?
Oh, oh.
That attracts me to you. Makes me do things I never thought I'd do. I always lose, I'm such a fool. You take me down and I can't move. I'm stuck on you.
Ooh.
Father's house. I can crawl in His arms where no one would ever take me out. But You make me do things I never thought I'd do. I always knew I'm such a fool. You take me now and I can't move. I think that, ooh, I'm caught in the moment. I let you shoot out all of my guns. I know what you wanna play with my heart. Ooh, now I'm wide open, thank you. Know that I gave you my all. Why would you wanna play with my heart?
That was Chris Lee Cobbins with Play With My Heart. Coming up next is the Kingdom Minded Associate, taking you out west with Q-Heem the Redeemed, Jehovah Dose, on the Kingdom Minded Show.
Identity is crisis. I'm mapped off the 13 letters. I'm righteous. My kingdom people gon' like this. The metamorphosis got me cleaner than your ISIS. Illumination is an everyday process. All world redeemed with Jesus in the cockpit. From meek and milk behind the glory. The moment of truth, open the book and find the story. Rewind the incredible walk. And I speak the body language. It's an edible talk. Cause He rocked the cross and these nails. Real talk after the music stop. Rebel. Jehovah, dose your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah, dose your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God.
Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to. 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 Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to.
Yeah, you hear the sound, now it's time to stand out. This is kingdom business, so I brought the band out. Man down in the fight of my life, my hero, incredible, we gotta be Christ. Still standing here with no bandage. The gospel was put on your brain with no dandruff. And when I show that light with a bold white life, I'ma glow like Christ. Live my life by the stereo system. When I turn up the volume, they staring and listening. And when you people miss niggas and I dies, cause of Christ in their life, the speakers and I buy.
Jehovah, dose your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah, dose your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God. Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to. 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 Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to.
So when you drop your kid off, I'm aiming with the gospel to pop they lit up. I rock with Kid Moss, DJ B.A. Speaking body language when he say, we say. Replay the dope, not the doc on DJ. Off the top rope like Nacho Libre. I preach life like DJ Wado. With the ham sandwich on your DJ table. Haunting your life through the holy culture. Every rebirth with Jehovah Dosha. Ain't no secular checking the boys hot. And I'm after the anthem, secular boy guy.
Come on.
What are you listening to? You have 5 seconds. Download your iPod. You heard the name
Jehovah, yeah. Dose me, know you really want to.
Time to be proactive.
Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to.
Guard
Jehovah,
your
eyes. Dose me, know you really want to.
Guard
Jehovah,
your ears.
Dose me, know you really want to.
And watch
Jehovah,
your mouth.
Dose me, know you really want to. Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to.
It's the rest
Jehovah,
against
dose
the machine.
Me, know you really want to.
Come
Jehovah,
on.
Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to.
Let's go.
Jehovah, dose your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah, dose your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God.
Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to.
Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to. Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to. Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to. Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to. Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to. Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to. Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to.
Q-Heem the Redeemed, Jehovah Dose, yeah, on the Kingdom Minded Show. We're not going to make you wait for this new Lecrae song. Coming up next is Lecrae with Church Clothes. Don't forget, his free mixtape comes out on May 10th, and we will have a link on our website for you to go and get that thing if you want. So here's Lecrae with Church Clothes on the Kingdom Minded Show.
Yo. One time for H time. One time for D time. One time for A time. M time. Yeah. R.I.P. to Mega Evers, R.I.P. to Dr. Kang. I ain't tryna hate on my own kind, but Al and Jesse don't speak for me. I'm probably gon' catch some flack, man, but I'ma swallow this pill like Pac-Man. Some of these folks won't tell the truth, too busy tryna get them racks, man. Church tryna rob my paychecks, choir members probably having gay sex. Pastor manipulating hurting women, I wonder which he's gon' slay next. Bookstore pimping them hope books, like I don't know how broke looks. And telling me that I'm gon' reap a meal if I sow into these low crooks. Plus I know old girl a freak, now how she singing a solo? I walked into church with a snapback, and they telling me that that's a no-no. That's backwards, and I lack words for these actors called pastors. All these folks is hypocrites, and that's why I ain't at church. Truthfully, I'm just doing me, and I don't want to face no scrutiny. As long as the church keep wilding out, I can justify all my foolish deeds. Smoking weed, pulling up, keep that lean up in my cup. Maybe I could change the world, but this porn on my laptop got me stuck. Yeah, I know what's right for wrong, but that there ain't gon' sell a song. I'd rather sell my soul to save it, if that's what make my money long. It better not be no real God, but real hope that heals hearts. It shows me that I ain't living up to all the things that he put me here for. It better not be no real church, real saints who pray hard and let me rock my snapback with the 501s and the J's on. It better not be no real folk who don't think that they better than you. Straight or gay, drunk or high, they walk through the cold weather with you. Nah, we don't wanna see that, cause that might mean life change. That might mean I'm worth more than money, cost, sex, and pipe dreams. Better not be no real Jesus, real forgiveness for hurt folks. If God gon' take me as I am, I guess I already got on my church clothes.
You are tuned in to the Kingdom Minded Show. I'm the Water Walking Warrior. That last song was Lecrae's Church Clothes. Don't forget, his free mixtape comes out May 10th, and we'll have a link on our website at www.kingdomminedshow.com. Coming up next is Michelle Bonilla's In Spite of Me.
Couldn't see my own flaws. Too blind, I couldn't see.
This is the Kingdom Minded Show. If you want to call or text a request for next week's show, you can do so at 775-375-KMRS. That was 775-375-KMRS. Or just hit us up on Twitter at Kingdom Minded RS. We got some more of that Creature Clan interview coming up right now.
All right, everybody, we're back here with D-Mob and Eric Cross, a.k.a. the Creature Clan, for an exclusive interview on the Kingdom Minded Show. And up next, we're going to talk to Eric Cross. What's up, Eric? How you been?
Man, what's going on, brother? I'm blessed, man. I'm just excited to be on the show. And definitely thank you again for having us, man. Excited.
Oh, man, it's a privilege and an honor. And I always tell people, as long as we got a platform, you got a platform.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yes, sir. Well, let's go ahead and get right into this interview. Actually, I wanted to say first, though, too, I think I actually heard about you before I heard about D-Mob, believe it or not. I saw a CD in the store and had just heard your name around some of the different songs and as features on some of the songs. And so I know you've been around for a minute. Now, I read on your bio, you've been into poetry since you were about 6 years old.
Yeah, I guess the way I look at hip-hop, like the way I look at writing, I've always looked at writing as just poetry, just behind a beat. So for me, it's always been like poetic to write. And Donnie can attest to this, like he can write a song in 2 minutes. It may take me 2 days, you know, I mean, but I just, you know, that is just my mind kind of goes into I guess you could say, a poetic type state, you know, as far as like the beat and just how I'm going to write using my voice, which is an instrument, to go along with this instrument. So I guess I've always considered like hip hop as poetry for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've also done spoken word as well. That's obviously without a beat. So,
right.
So I've been dabbling around with music like since, definitely freestyling since I was about 6, and then about writing since I was about 11, 12.
Okay. Well, so did somebody impart that into you, or like speak, you know, just really encourage you with that, or is that something that just, that God really just placed in you?
It was something I would just say God placed in me, because it was crazy, you know, I grew up, you know, a single mother, with a single mom, my father wasn't around, and you know, my mom and my aunt, you know, her sister would always sing songs, you know, and stuff like that. And I was just kind of watching them, you know, put on these little parties, you know, these little personal parties that they used to have. You know, they had like some MTV on or BET, and they just be sitting along with the television. And it was crazy. Like when I was a 6 year old, like I would take like stuffed animals and like put them all around my bed, and then I would get on top of the bed and I would like perform and pretend I'm on stage. And so it kind of started from there, and then it just kind of morphed into, you know, what I am right now. You know, a creature in Christ who does music to glorify Him. So, it was definitely imparted, you know, obviously, you know, by the hand of God. So,
awesome. So, which one do you like doing better? I mean, do you like doing spoken word better or hip hop better?
I love hip hop. I've always been. I'm a golden age hip hop dude. Like I love hearing the music and just the melodic sounds of hip hop and different instruments. So I would definitely gear more towards hip hop. I've done less poetry over the years, and have just really honed in on just doing hip hop, you know, and really focusing on that. So yeah.
Can I say something real quick? But what's so dope about knowing how to do hip hop is that we have kind of like, we could kind of do both, you know.
Yeah.
Even like if we on stage, and you know, I know Eric has done plenty of songs like a cappella, you know what I'm saying, we just like cut the beat and he just rip, you know what I'm saying, and that's straight, he went straight into poetry mode. So it's dope, man. I love the whole, I'm sorry, I just had to say that, like, because I know he's dope in poetry, you know what I mean, and hip-hop. So
I totally agree with Donnie what he said. I think they coexist, because like if you look at rap, like I've always looked at like a rapper, and me and Donnie have talked about this, like, and I don't want to put anybody on blast, but you know, I guess I'm gonna have to, like, Lil Wayne's a rapper, you know. When I think of hip hop, like I think of like Tupac, because even without like rappers rap to a beat, I guess you can say, or they just rap to a sound to try to, you know, make something pop and make people dance. I think hip hop is more emotional. It's more of your feelings that are morphed into it and being expressed on an instrumental. But even taking that instrumental out, people can still feel the emotion, whether it's a cappella or with music behind it, because it's your emotions that's put into it. So I definitely agree. And me and Donnie have talked about this multiple times throughout the year. So yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And that, you know, and you're right, as far as the spoken word. I know when you were here in Peoria last year, Donnie, you did some of the songs in a cappella, and you know, that was just as effective, if not more, than when the beat was behind it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I think people can really hear what you're saying, and they can see how you mean what you're saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They know the exact way you meant it when you do it a cappella. It's like, oh, he meant that. You know, oh, okay. I see the emphasis was on that word. You know, so I think it's a whole different lane, but at the same time, it's on the same freeway as hip hop.
Yeah.
Wow, that was dope! Don't try to steal that! Don't try to steal that! still on the hip hop freeway, you know what I'm saying?
All right, I think he just patented that just now, so don't nobody steal that. All right, Eric, you had three albums and two mixtapes drop in the last 6 years, so I know you've been pretty busy too. Have there been any specific challenges over that time that kind of helped you grow and really prepared you to be the artist, the man of God that you are today?
Yeah, I think, you know, when I was signed with Beatmar Recordings, that was challenging in a sense because I had to get an album done within 3 months. And that was like fresh off the scratch. And anybody who knows me knows I like to take my time with writing. It's like an artist. You know, I always consider music an art. You have artists, you have martial artists, you have writers, you know, and that's what I think me and Donnie were writers. So that was challenging in and of itself. I was like, I don't know if I can do this, you know. 3 months, I'm like, that's relatively quick. But, you know, I was able to get it done, put it out, it did well. And then when I did the signature, that took me a year and a half. And, you know, as far as the solo project and my mixtapes, you know, it was just something that I took my time and I was able to construct it. And that one, I was like, that process was like basically just me and God. Like, I didn't have a producer. I didn't have anybody. I was just getting beats off the internet. You know, if I heard something, I would, hey man, is this beat available? I'd buy it, go to the studio, record it. You know, I didn't really have any help with the album. I wrote all the hooks, all the songs, everything. So it really showed me, that, you know, obviously the Lord was with me during that process. And he showed me that, hey, you know, I want you to open your mind outside of just hip hop and focus on me more importantly and the message that needs to be presented, which I've always done, but it was just more organic, I guess you could say. That's why I call it the signature, because I was like, it's an authentic representation of who I am in Christ.
Okay.
You know, so it was pretty cool because I was writing R&B hooks with like a singer in mind. Like, I was like, as opposed to having the singer actually write the hook, like I would write the hook with, and then they would sing it. And I would, like, the challenge was trying to get my mind, or trying to get them to think like how I was thinking when I wrote it. And it worked out. So that really helped me grow. And then obviously with the Creature Clan project, that was totally like left field. Anybody who knows D-Mob knows that he has a crazy, ridiculous style that is hard for people to keep up with. It's hard for people to match. You know, I always question, like, why do people do features with this dude? I think it's just, you know, they just like, yeah, well, I know I'm going to get slaughtered, but hey, at least it's my D-Mob. You know, so it's like the honor of being slaughtered. But when this dude said, hey, man, let's do an album, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, like, okay. You know, and me and Donnie relatively got different styles, but again, it was another challenge to challenge myself to step outside of what I was accustomed to. So, it just let me know.
Which you did an excellent job.
Praise God.
Yes.
You know, it just let me know that, hey, you know, I can morph into different styles. And me and Donnie, actually, I came up with this a couple weeks ago, and Donnie, he loved it. It's called Music Infusion, where you never know what we're going to sound like on a song.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's basically what we call, I use the illustration of muscle confusion, where you have to train your body a certain way. And if you continue to do the same exercise, you're not going to have enough, you're not going to have an effect. But Paul says, I become all things, all, you know, all men in order to draw them close to Christ. So that's how we elevate it within the music sense. Like, hey, there's people who like this type of music. There's people who like that type of music. So that's where the challenge comes in. But again, you know, with, through God, we can do all things, you know, through Christ. So,
amen.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, that was the biggest part that allowed me to see growth and that role.
All right, cool. Now, last October, you signed with One Route. I wish, yeah, I had an applause. If I had an applause little sound, I'd put one there. but I signed with One Route, and you know, I think that was huge. That was really just, you're an excellent fit there.
Yeah.
So how has working with One Route been? You know, I guess we don't want to really compare it to the previous deals that you've had, the previous contracts you've had, but how has working with One Route really blessed you? And are you going to be doing, you know, just your own songs, or are you going to be helping other artists write theirs too?
I think that, you know, that's open. You know, I know kind of K-9 is a phenomenal writer himself. Kalonja is a phenomenal writer. So, I mean, if they need my input, I'll definitely help them. But as far as, like, One Route, you know, and how it has blessed me, it hasn't. No, I'm just playing.
it hasn't done nothing for me.
It's done nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
To be honest with you, man, it's been the worst experience that I've... No, I'm just playing. No, it's been the opposite, you know, of where I said. It's been a tremendous blessing. The funny thing about it is that I used to look at Donnie. I've known Donnie for almost 7 years, six, 7 years, something like that. Almost, yep, 7 years. And I used to look at, I'm like, man, like, you never, I know the Bible says not to covet.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'd be like, man, it would be really nice to have a DJ. You know, it'd be really nice to have DJ Classy K. And then, mm-hmm, I was like, man, it would be really nice to have manager, you know, Amber as a manager. And then, mm-hmm, it just got to the point like, man, I really wish I was signing the One Route. Like, but all the years of knowing him, I never said anything to him about it. Am I correct, Tommy?
Yeah, no, you're right.
I never mentioned it to him. This dude didn't even know it. Like, here this whole time, I'm on his projects, he's been on my projects. Never once have I said, man, well, won't you sign me? Like, I just didn't do that, mm-hmm, you know? It's like, I didn't want to invade his space. I mean, this dude came to Milwaukee, stayed at my house. So,
yeah, and my wife.
That, yeah, and his wife. Like, they both stayed at my house. And through all that, I never told him that, but I always felt that. I just felt like One Route was the perfect label. They were the up-and-coming label, and that I really just saw the hand of God, more importantly. I saw people, mm-hmm, who genuinely and passionately loved God, you know what I'm saying, still do love God, and, you know, were just clever and creative in how they presented the message. And I'm like, man, I would just love to be a part of that. And,
right,
you know, I was signed to a major record label, you know, I mean, Beatmar Recordings, it had distribution through Sony. You know, I had my first CD released internationally, and I was feeling pretty good about that. And then, unfortunately, you know, they no longer. And then I went to a local record label, and then we parted ways. And so it was just a perfect fit for me to be part of One Route. It was basically, I was always looking for an avenue like One Route, and found it, you know, God
placed us together. Yeah, awesome. You know, and the Lord really, he does, the Lord gives us, he knows what the desires of our hearts are, even if we don't speak them, and yep, he can provide those. So,
yeah,
that's a good story.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get into a song here off of the signature. You know, before we bless all you listeners with a song that's on the same track, we're going to go ahead and play a solo song by Eric Cross. This one is Be Still. You want to introduce it, Eric?
Yeah, coming to the sound waves is your boy truly, Eric Cross, featuring a song called Be Still. Check it out.
Yeah.
it's hard, but you gotta patiently wait and just know that he's God. But he's still, that's by increasing in faith. And the only way you can do that is by seeking his face. But he's still, that's by knowing the truth. If you don't believe me, I will show you the proof. Everybody be still. This is the reason we sing. Believe it as a body, Jesus is King. Everybody be still. Where I'm from, they like to open and spray. With that being said, I like to open and pray. I'm here to preach Christ, I'm not going away. Through his word he speaks like to those going astray. Every day that I breathe, I gotta pick up my cross to be able to speak the truth that will get to the lost. Salvation is the message that I'm getting across. And if I didn't preach Christ, then I'd be ripping you off. That's what I call a disservice, by having you stray away from understanding his plan and his purpose. And as for me, I'm just scratching the surface. But thinking back when Christ made me free, when I was trapped in a circus. I'm revealing his story through my life, so at the end of the chapter you can give him the glory. I admit it, yeah, I did it, I'm sorry. I was supposed to pay the price by doing life, but Christ did it all for me. Be still, I know that it's hard, but you gotta patiently wait and just know that he's God. But he's still, that's by increasing in faith. And the only way you can do that is by seeking his face. But he's still, that's by knowing the truth. If you don't believe me, I will show you the proof. Everybody be still. This is the reason we sing. Believe it as a body, Jesus is King. Everybody be still.
Christ on the cross, some thought he was an insane man. Little did they know that he had the ultimate game plan. Because of him you can see I'm a changed man. Knew my way of thinking right after he did the brain scan. From the temple to the synagogue, the Bible clearly states throughout history that there is no sin in God. So turn from the forbidden fruit. Christ is the living proof, an example of how we all should live in truth. The way he does it is perfect and never overdone. No personal relation, so you can say that you know the Son. So this is how we will overcome. I worship him in spirit by verbalizing his spoken tongue. I don't write the word, I just read the script. I see your burdens get heavy, therefore you need a lift. Even though you can't see him, just know that he exists. And everywhere I go, I'm letting you know that Jesus lives.
Be still, I know that it's hard, but you gotta patiently wait and just know that he's God.
Be still,
that's by increasing in faith. And the only way you can do that is by seeking his face.
Be still,
that's by knowing the truth. If you don't believe me, I will show you the proof. Everybody be still. This is the reason we sing. Believe it as a body, Jesus is King. Everybody be still,
cause we live,
and we fight, and we stand for Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. Everybody be still,
Yo, Brace, what's up, man? It's Christian Walks, Christian Life, it's a beast.
You know,
could really use your help right now.
Hey, you know I got you,
Make sure the weight of the world don't fall on my chest.
I got you, let's go.
I need you to spot me, like I need five. But I don't need cash, I need help to stay alive.
Yeah,
I think I got it, but sometimes this weight gets heavy.
Watch
my foe comes in like a fly, so I need a levy. We're called to a high standard, gotta raise the bar. So at times, I don't feel like lifting from the start. I need your support, I need you to push me.
No doubt.
And if you need to intervene, please don't overlook me.
If you got me, and if you do, I need you to spot me. The weight of the world about to fall on top of me. But I gotta push ahead, don't let it stop me. So spot me, do you got me? And if you do, I need you to spot me. The weight of the world about to fall on top of me. But I gotta push ahead, don't let it stop me. So spot me.
You know that I got you covered, boss. I praise God that my brother's no longer lost. You've been found. Trust I'ma be around and I got you. I'm here to spot you. We all need a little help to get through. Cause these arms get tired when the reps get higher. Or you put extra weight on. But if you wanna be strong, you gotta push through. I help you keep your form right. Trust results will come by faith and not by sight.
I need to know if you got me. And if you do, I need you to spot me. The weight of the world about to fall on top of me. But I gotta push ahead, don't let it stop me. So spot me, do you got me? And if you do, I need you to spot me. The weight of the world about to fall on top of me. But I gotta push ahead, don't let it stop me. So spot me.
I wanna be fit, but I'm weary.
Don't get
tired of pushing. The Bible sounds good in theory, but who can really live it? I
do more sinning as a Christian. Therefore, I'm losing my pivot.
Oh, trust me, it's not an easy walk. Really? This lifestyle ain't a stroll in a park, and it's likely you'll get your foot caught every now and then. And yeah, you might stumble, but get back on the horse. It ain't over if you tumble.
I don't know. I'm just tired. Tired of the line, tired of churches that all they emphasize is tithing in the crowd. More drill, but what Jesus can bring than God himself. Is anybody living this thing?
It's true, there are many men who claim to be free from sin, but are nowhere near genuine. Sad. But know that if you're diligent, you'll be part of the remnant of those who ain't went, but are actually sent.
I need to know if you got me, and if you do, I need you to spot me. The weight of the world about to fall on top of me. But I gotta push it, how to let it stop me. So spot me, do you got me? And if you do, I need you to spot me. The weight of the world about to fall on top of me. But I gotta push it, how to let it stop me. So spot me.
Bracy, thanks. I believe I can overcome, I can do this. Appreciate you being in my corner. I will overcome through Christ Jesus.
That was K-Drama featuring Matthew Bracy on the Kingdom Minded Show. Stay tuned for the second hour. We got the Fat Freestyle of the Week and more of the Creature Clan interview coming up.